Welcome to the Imagine Momcast. We are here to help moms who love Jesus get unstuck from whatever is holding them back, feel re-energized, laugh, and feel connected again. So check out this episode. We interrupt this programming to bring you an amazing announcement that I wrote you a book. What? You wrote me a book? Yes, I wrote you a book. It's called Mom of Six Dies Laughing, How to Ditch the Overwhelm and Mom Guilt, Feel More Connected and Empowered, and Have More Fun. Why did I write this book? You know what? I wrote it because there were so many times as a mom that I have felt burnt out when I wanted to feel energized and connected. There's so many times when I felt mom guilt, when I needed to feel like I'm winning. And there were so many times where I just felt like I didn't know what I was doing, or I didn't know where to go next, or I felt like I had no creative juices whatsoever left. And I wanted you guys to feel instead like you were super creative and had all kinds of ideas and knew that you were not alone in all these struggles. So make sure you get the book. You can go to imaginemom.com/book to pick it up today, or go to Amazon. It's also available there on paperback and Kindle. So I cannot wait for you to read it. It was a really great book. It's humorous. It's full of lots of great stories. If nothing else, you can laugh at all my hijinks and the crazy mistakes that I made as a mom and feel a lot better about yourself. So get it today. Check it out. I am so glad to have you guys listening today. I have the most awesome group of people, my neighbors, and we meet every week and we have a Bible study together, and I just love them. And I get to do a podcast with them this week to talk about everything back to school, which Lisa came up with. So I was so excited about that. You're going to meet her in a minute. So we're going to go around and just introduce ourselves. You guys want to tell your name and how many kids you have and their ages? That would be awesome.
Hello, I'm Erin, and I have three boys. I've got Bowen, who's 8, getting ready to be 9. I've got Brewer, who's going to be 6, and little Boone, who's 4. So that's my crew, rowdy crew. I'm Lisa, and I have two boys, and Colton is 11, and Dawson is almost 9.
Nice.
So 6th and 3rd grade.
Cool.
My name is Vanessa, and I have one boy. His name is Will, and he's going to be 7 on Wednesday.
Nice. Mm-hmm. He's so cute.
And I am Tracy, and I have 3 kids, and I have a daughter, Jaden, and she's 20, and then I have a 15-year-old boy and a 9-year-old boy. I guess Isaac and Cody.
I was wondering if you were going to tell their names.
Hi, I'm Angie. I have 3 kids as well, a 20-year-old son, Mason, a 18-year-old daughter, Addison, and a 9-year-old son, Carson.
Cool. And you guys know me, I have a 6 crazy kids. So the first question is, how did you feel the first time you sent your first kiddo off to school? For some of you, that's more recent than others. I'll actually start, because I have kind of a funny story, because I homeschooled, you know, for so many years, for like 15 years. So actually my first official experience at sending my kiddo off to school was sending my junior off to high school, because some of them had gone to summer school, but none of them had actually gone to school. So here I am sending my junior off to high school and crying my eyes out.
Yeah.
So that was my first.
My son, I mean, he's been in a daycare setting since he was born. He's going into first grade this year, but I missed his first day of kindergarten, so that was sad. I had to be out of town.
Oh, shoot.
So,
Mom of the year.
Yeah, mom of the year. I couldn't get out of it, so.
No, but you had an interesting experience, because he went from private school to public school, right?
Yeah. So I got to be there for the first day of public school.
But wasn't that kind of crazy? Because it was during COVID, right?
Yeah. Yes. So I didn't even get to see the school. I've still never seen the inside of his school. I have never met his teacher. I don't know anything about it. Yeah. So
back to school night.
I know. I'm going back to school. That's for sure. Yeah. But I did get to go to that first day. I mean, I dropped him off in the office. So
nice.
That was all I could do.
And the office is not the same, because it had all the
Plexiglass shower curtains.
Wow. So you sent him off into the black hole. He came back okay. So
yeah, I mean, he came home and he, you know, seemed fine. So I figured let's send him back the next day.
Does anybody else remember?
I was going to say, that's relatable, though, because if you're, like, a working mom, I could have been, like, mom of the year and taken the day off for my first kids, like, going off to college. That's where, like, time's flying. When he went off to kindergarten, I didn't take the day off or anything, and the bus was going to pick him up at the daycare. And so then I'm getting pictures from, like, all the other moms as the kids like getting on the bus, like, oh. And then the other moms drove to the school because all the kids just get filtered off in the gym and then divvied out to the classroom. Uh-huh. And then I started, like, having that moment of, like, he's in the gym and he doesn't have any idea where he's going to be. And another mom's like, I helped him. And he's, like, my confident kid, but it did make me feel like, I probably should have been there. But then not enough for me to be there for my second kid because I was like, well, I didn't go with the first kid, so the second kid, I can't do it with any favors.
It's such a catch-22, though, because with Colton, I do distinctly remember, and I took the morning, like enough of the morning that I could see him onto the bus, but I remember thinking, I don't want to drive him to school and do the walk-in because that's not going to be our normal life. Yeah. He's going to be a bus rider.
Yeah.
And so, and he's excited about the bus, so I'm going to put him on the bus.
Yeah.
And so,
so I that was part of the experience.
Yeah. And he didn't do summer school, so he hadn't done any of that yet. So I put him on the bus. He turned around. He had his sunglasses on, super confident.
Yeah.
He picked out his own clothes, and it was hand-me-downs from one of our friends. That's what he chose. It's way too big, like, cut-off, armpit-bearing number. And so... He got on the bus and we waved and I like him walking back and I had my coffee and I had a little bit before I had to go back to work and I could just feel myself kind of feeling the feeling like, oh, do I get out his baby book now when I get home? I do. Anyway, and then I think I might have followed him and like stalked him as he walked, got off the bus at the school. I don't remember for sure. I contemplated it, but he was totally fine. He was ready.
That's awesome.
I really can't say that I remember Mason's first day of kindergarten. I know that it was not because he had done summer school. So his first day of school was really for summer school.
Yeah.
So I don't know. By the time the real school year started, it's like, take your obligatory, you know, first day of school pick, and then, you know, it's like, okay.
Off you go.
Yeah.
Because he knew the routine at that point.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Right. So.
Yeah. Me too. My daughter's 20, so that was a long time ago. But what I do remember, I'm old enough where she only went half day to kindergarten. So I was kind of excited about that. However, we were also going through the adoption process at that time, and what I remember, we were good friends with her kindergarten teacher. And so we got a call that we had to go. And I just remember her staying with her teacher, like at her house for a couple of nights while we went. So it was, for me, her going to school, it was very comfortable because we were really good friends with the teacher and she was only there a half day. So that's what I remember.
That's totally crazy.
I probably wouldn't go those days.
Wow. So. Now, when my kids were littler and we homeschooled, I did, they did do summer school a couple summers because you could do that, you know. It didn't really matter if you were homeschooled or not, you know.
Right.
And I really needed a break.
I'm sure.
But the first year that my daughter Riley did it, she was just a basket case. And she just, like, she did good the first day or two, I think. And then after that, she kind of had, like, a nervous breakdown, you know, like... No, I'm not going to be around away from my mom. But she had a really good kindergarten teacher. She was an older teacher, and she was really experienced. So I felt good about that. And then it was just a matter of, okay, how do I just let her stay home, or should I make her go? I was really, really hard for me, because it was summer school, so she didn't really have to go.
Right, right.
But then I needed a break. The other boys were going. And so I called my friend Dana I've interviewed her on this podcast before, but she's like very loving, and but she's very tough. And so I'm like, okay, she'll tell me
what I really
should do. And so she like talked me through it, and she's, you know, asking me, you know, what the situation is at school and all these different things. And she finally is like, Elaine, she's fine. She just doesn't think she's fine.
Oh.
So you need to just, you know, be tough.
Help her through it.
And make her go. And she actually ended up being in timeout for like a whole day. I mean, it was kind of awful. And I was like in freak out mode because I was like, am I, this is right? Am I doing the right thing? And my husband was like, she's fine. You need to make her do this, you know? And so I actually tried in the middle of the day to take her to school. And, you guys know the principal who's at the high school now, but she was the principal then.
Mm-hmm.
And Riley was so upset that the principal came out to the parking lot and was like, you cannot bring her in that way.
Oh, no.
And I was like, so I took her back home. And then she, you know, I was like, well, if you're not going to go, you know, you're not going to have fun either. So she just stayed in time out. And then the next day, though, she went, and I gave her this little pin that it was like a little angel pin that I had to wear. And she wore that pin every day. And at first she wanted me to come, like, I think for lunch or something. So I think I stopped in, and the teacher was like, you need to go home.
Not helping.
Yeah. Like, this is fine. She needs to be without you. And then after that, she was fine. And she loved it so much that she went the next 2 years, I think, till she got a bad teacher.
Yeah.
But that teacher was great. So that was tough. That was a tough parenting, you know, time. But she did good. She did so good. So I think it was good advice. It was just, you know.
Hard to do.
Yeah. So do you guys have any first day of school rituals that you do? It doesn't sound like most of us do.
Oh, no.
We're the beefy.
Other than just taking.
I try to remember to take a picture.
Yeah, I gotta take a picture.
Yeah, I could take a picture.
Yeah, so much so that my first day of school pick, whenever both of my older two were in high school for the first time, was them backing out of the because my oldest was, you know, old enough to drive at that point. So
yeah,
it was
so
the two
funny.
Of them backing out of the driveway. That was my first day of school pick with them.
Oh, yes. That's so funny.
I am always there to either get them on the bus or and make sure I get a picture of them somehow.
Oh, that's really cool. Yeah.
And Mason has even, every year when he's been at college, sends a first day of school pick.
Oh, really?
To continue the tradition.
Oh, that is so cool.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
What a neat thing.
Yeah.
It's cute.
So.
Yeah, we've done, all you get, each of them has a whiteboard, just a kind of medium-sized whiteboard, and I'll write Colton's first day of first grade, teacher, school year, you know, 2000, whatever, and then they'll take their markers and decorate their own around.
Oh,
so it's not like a fancy kind of template one. Yeah. I write the, you know, the pertinent info and they just draw their.
That's kind of neat though, because it shows.
As they got older, they wrote their own name, and then I do the apostrophe S, first day of school or whatever. So that's been fun, just to kind of see their little drawings and
see how their personalities change each year too.
Yeah, the stuff they like. And like one takes time and does intricate things, and the other's like, okay, I'm done.
Whatever.
it does definitely reflect their personalities too. Mm-hmm. It's fun.
That is so cool. Well, when we homeschooled, we did do, not every single year, but most years we did a little sheet where they would fill out, like they had a questionnaire. So it'd be like, you know, my favorite foods, my favorite TV shows, you know, how tall I am, my best friend, you know, like stuff like that. And then we would put that away in their like special box, you know.
Oh,
so
that's cool.
Because you don't have, you know, they're not leaving.
They're not going anywhere. So.
Yeah. And we'd measure them, you know, and stuff like
that. Well, that's a good idea.
Yeah. I was going to say, we've always done that when the kids are getting ready to start school, is measure them to see how tall they are.
Oh, that's cool. Do you have a wall? Do you have like a measuring wall?
It's a doorway downstairs in my basement.
Yeah.
But yes, it's got all the markings from the kids from when Mason started kindergarten.
That's so cool.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Ours is in the garage. Yeah.
Yep. That's awesome. Okay, so how do you guys budget for school supplies?
I ordered ours from school.
I was going to say the online thing where it's like you order school supply online and they deliver it to the school.
What? What do you do? What is even that? I didn't even know about it.
It's like Epic School Supplies. Is that what it's called?
Or yeah. Like every year
they have it ready for you in the classroom on back to school night.
No way.
Yeah.
Yep. Oh my gosh.
Like grade and gender, and then they get what the district.
Well, and I don't know what every teacher does, but I know that was part of the disappointment. For the first kindergarten experience, it was like, oh, we spent all this time going, picking out everything that he wants, the folders, da da da. And the teacher's like, just put your bag in the middle, and then they just take that pile and they put it out to anybody. And I was like, oh, you know, what?
We spent all this
time. We picked out this blue folder.
So then after that, I was like, yes, we will just do this. The supply thing, it's not worth the time.
Oh, wow.
And the energy, because there's nothing like.
Going to five stores.
I got the transformer thing, and then Bobby gets a transformer thing. I figured that would just be worse than just getting the generic pack.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And I don't know if that's what they do through all the grades, but that was definitely how kindergarten went.
I think that was the case for us, too.
How many years have they been doing that?
I mean, since we've been in school.
Oh, wow.
So
I was going to say, well, it was always an option for... I don't know. Remember if it was always an option for Mason, but it started pretty soon after he started kindergarten.
Okay, so, well, I never had any kids in the elementary school, so that's probably why I never did that.
I think it's really great and, like, just simple. I'm just not in the mode to commit to that at the end of the school. Like, I just can't get my brain to be okay with ordering school supplies in May.
For the next
I could. Oh, is that what you do?
Yeah.
But you have, like, June or July. Yeah, I think so, like, midsummer.
By then, I forget.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. We like going and getting school supplies. I'm hoping by sixth grade, Colton gets to keep his football and soccer and basketball notebooks that he picked out.
God damn it. So. Right. I was going to say, that was always a disappointment for me. Because
like,
I always got so excited myself to go and buy school supplies, you know?
The desk on the first day. So, like, they don't get a pick.
Oh, even if you buy your own?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow.
But they did start to do, like, just generic plain. Say generic plain, three white, two blue, two black, or whatever. Okay. But they just do its community.
Oh, I get it now.
They pull it all together.
That's really interesting.
Yeah.
Is that just so everybody has something? Like, nobody ever comes? Like,
yeah, I guess. And so it's all kind of nondescript and generic.
I always like school supply shopping. I think it's fun when you don't have to have so specific things. But last year when we'll switch schools in the middle of the school year and I was having to find the triangle pencils with the specific name and I went to four stores, I decided to go ahead and just order the school supplies. Because I just didn't feel like I needed that extra stress.
We didn't know what school Cody was going to go to, so I didn't order the school supplies. However, I ordered it for pickup. And it's about the same price.
That's what I thought when
and
I did
so
that.
I'm like, okay, next year we're going
to do that. I want to know what the price is.
Well, it depends what grade. 40 to 60 bucks. Depending on, like, the grade.
Yeah.
It's like, there was, like,
the pricing
one.
Is good.
Yeah.
It was, it's really great. It was
67. Okay, I was thinking,
I think,
like,
third grade, they have a lot more supplies, though. Because third grade, they do a lot of the testing, and they do, I mean, just a lot of
stuff.
Well, it's a big learning grade.
Yeah, that's
probably more
Sharpies and all that, I think, add up.
Yeah.
They do. Yeah. Sharpies and those Expo dry erase.
Yes,
the
dry erase.
You know, they do.
Well,
I'd
have that
in
kindergarten.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I think
it's for the teachers.
Instead of chalk. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, it's for the teachers.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But once you get to middle school and high school, you can pick
whatever.
Do whatever.
That's nice.
They don't have
you don't have a community share.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, that makes more sense because they probably are specific about what they want at that point.
Probably even fifth grade because then they're starting to move to multiple classrooms during the day for their main subjects, and maybe by then. They get their own.
Yeah.
But
I don't remember.
Target does a really good job, though. They have the little thing that has each district's list of lists. And they have everything that's on any of them, as long as everything's in stock.
Yeah. That's awesome.
Right there. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's what we did. I did do it online probably last year with COVID, I think. I just did a pickup.
Mm.
But even then, it was fairly easy to find. Budget-wise, though, I don't know.
You got to do it early enough because I didn't, say, and I never, out of stock.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That's why
I had to go to three different stores to mm-hmm. like get everything.
To get it all. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then I'm like,
so shop early.
Shop early. Order ahead if you can.
Don't do it on tax-free weekend because everybody else is doing it on tax-free weekend.
Yeah, tax-free weekend was a little crazy.
That's not worth it.
When you're spending $40 on school supplies, I don't think saving
$4 is the best. Yeah, I don't know if every state has tax-free weekend, but our state has tax-free
I think
weekend.
They do, but they're not all on the same weekend. That's what someone else in another state was talking about, that they have a week in, but it maybe doesn't coincide with, like, Missouri's or Kansas.
Yeah.
Because what's Kansas?
It didn't in Nebraska.
They didn't.
So with homeschooling, you know, we didn't really have to do back-to-school shopping. And I actually kind of tried to avoid it because it's very expensive. I didn't realize how expensive it was until one year we like, volunteered to do a backpack. You know how at church they'll you know, fill a backpack for a kid? And I just about keeled over. I couldn't believe how expensive it was.
The backpack alone.
The backpack alone! And then you have to fill it. I was like, okay, guys, you know, because they all went with me. And we did it like a service project, you know, and they got to pick everything out, which was fun. You know, I think it was a good learning experience. But still, I was kind of like, okay, there's our charity for the next 10 years. But then when they went, I did have some, you know, go into public high school. And so when I had to buy their first calculator,
as much as the school supplies for
one like $100 for a calculator.
Yeah. Oh,
don't lose this.
And don't lose it. And definitely better pass it down in the family. Yeah, right. So this calculator has gone through three kids now.
Just put the last name. I feel like we had engraved ours.
Yeah, that's a good idea. You like put the,
On the back of them, we did. I don't know what they're called.
A graphing calculator. Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Gosh, it's been a while. When it was more exciting to be like, I just did hello. Yes. That's about how good a grafter I was. That's the extent of it. Got your money's worth. Yeah.
Well, I just did my first back to, or I guess first to college shopping with my daughter.
That's fun.
So we did use the tax-free weekend to get her laptop. So that was really cool.
Yeah, that's a good purchase.
Yeah, that was definitely good. Sure. And basically, instead of the tax, plus they had sales, we put the warranty on it. So I suppose it kind of evened out, but at least we didn't.
Yeah, yep.
So she's got, you know, enough years of warranty probably to keep her from damaging it for their school.
There you go.
But yeah, so, you know, you've done this.
It's a little bit more expensive.
Yeah.
it's a slight bit more expensive, yes.
Okay. Yeah.
Comforters, lamps, containers, school supplies.
Yeah, because you're microwaves.
Right. I know. I kind of talked her out of some stuff, like, let's just kind of see what your room looks like. If we think we need that, we'll get it, you know. Because I'm like, it's going to be the size of a postage stamp, you know, like, with a roommate in it. So,
right.
Just weigh a little bit. Okay, so, do your kids, what do they like to do for school lunches, or what do you guys do for school lunches?
I do the same. I do the same thing every day, and my child's getting really tired of it because he told me. So this would be a great conversation to have because I need some ideas. Because we do peanut butter and jelly, and then I'll do like applesauce and like a fruit and maybe some chips. Yes, he can.
You're breaking the law.
School, he's had peanut butter every day at school.
At school, it's a nut-free zone.
Well, they know that. I thought it was just per classroom.
No, I think it's the whole thing is a peanut
butter. Okay, we'll look into that later.
It's okay. I break the law sometimes, too.
Every single day.
But that's about the time they put the kids that brought peanut products together.
I know.
Or maybe it's the allergy.
The allergy ones.
I think it was the allergy table.
Well, last year they didn't go into the cafeteria. So if we didn't... So COVID, could maybe you could have it in your classroom.
Well, because he couldn't at his old school, but he could when he came here.
Oh, well, who knows?
It might have been COVID.
I think you just didn't get that email. That's a nut for you. Allergy, whatever.
I think I use that peanut butter thing.
Vanessa needs ideas.
Yeah. So let's go with the ideas here.
You're not going to get any from me because mine gets school lunch every day.
He won't eat it.
He doesn't want it.
He won't eat it.
I'm like, he is so picky. He needs to branch out. So I'm like, you're going to starve or you're going to eat.
That's you know what? I need to take a page from your book.
I should do that too. I'm going to tell him that Carson does that. I'm going to try that.
And my boys ate school lunch and they never complained about it. But now they're on the...
This year they did. Mine used to eat a few. This past year they it wasn't as good.
It looked pretty shicey, but...
he got mad that they wouldn't let him have a hamburger without cheese.
That's weird.
They wouldn't take the cheese off the hamburger.
Like the problem, like, you have to take your own cheese off. Well, you know, during COVID, when they got the bags, did you see the food that was in that?
Oh, no.
It was pretty rock bottom. It's like, either you starve or you just look away. Just close your eyes and eat.
Is this your food better?
Carson never complained about the food.
What was in the bags, Aaron?
I believe there was like a deviled egg. And everything was like wrapped in funky stuff because it was the bag lunch thing. I don't remember, but for me to even agree with the kids, like, yeah, that's pretty rough. Maybe we should.
What kid do you know that eats a deviled egg?
Okay, so what do you send your kids to school?
Well, I have to fix Boone every day, so I'm just gonna make the assembly line. I make a lot of like tortilla anything. So on a tortilla, it'd be like cheese and pepperoni, and I melt it and I cut it up. Or I'll do cheese and ham rolled up, or just plain cheese roll up.
I won't eat cheese.
We did that at home.
You won't eat cheese? Okay, well then, what about a jelly sandwich?
What about a jelly sandwich?
But like snack stuff. So like my kids love the mini cucumbers, or carrots. Or just, like, make your own Lunchable. So, like, a little bit of cracker, a little salami, pepperoni.
I did that a lot.
Like, lots of just little items. The bag popcorn. They love the bag popcorn. That's usually hit. And that's, like, a fiber thing. And my kid are good about eating, like, if I put an apple in there. Because the thing is, you get what you get. So, if you're hungry, you're going to eat it. Or, like, at home, if I would offer them, like, do you want to eat an apple? They might not. But at school, they're, like... I'm going to eat everything in my lunchbox.
No, my child will come home with a full lunchbox. He has done that.
So will my child.
But then I guess you figure, then you really weren't that hungry. You're not going to die. I mean, he's not going to. I mean, that's just me, because I'm more of like a hard on
myself. I was going to say, I'm always that way because...
I hope you stay hydrated and drink some water. But I would also still be like, you get your one snack.
I call you every day and talk to you and you remind me of it.
Yeah. I'm like, you get your one snack and then you wait for dinner because you can't fall into the pit of like, then you starve when he comes home, and then he eats basically a meal and then he doesn't eat dinner and then right before bed he's hungry. Mm-hmm. That whole thing that's fine.
Rigmarole.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So they eat their lunch and then they just get a snack when they get home?
Yeah.
And then they eat dinner?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm like a snack Nazi. I don't know. I think hard because I try to limit them where it's not just like a free fall where you can eat whatever you want as much as you want. But I'm also like, well, they are kids. They burn a lot of calories and they're boys. And they just eat more than what I use an adult, you know? So I'm finding the balance of like not being like, that's bad and that's good. But can you make a better choice? Or you have to drink a whole cup of water before you do anything because they never drink enough water.
Can I get a chip or a cookie or an ice cream? I'm like, get a fruit first.
Yeah.
Get a fruit or vegetable first.
Yeah.
And then check back. I think you were doing some of that too.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Absolutely. Uh-huh. Yep. Anytime that Carson wants some kind of junk food treat, he knows he has to have something healthy first.
That's cool.
And the hope is that fills them up and then they forget. Mm-hmm.
They don't come back. Yeah.
Yeah. So. My boys, we do, you know, kind of, I have really started doing kind of Sam's Club hauls of like individual little Smart Pop or even chips or granola bars, whatever. But usually we do like a little protein, like a pepperoni and cheese, or my boys love like deli turkey on a Hawaiian roll.
But like grapes or carrot sticks or sliced apples, do that. And then a bagged little something, you know. And I was doing kind of a treat, but they kind of get a little bit crazy with that. So granola bar or fruit snack might be about as treaty as I would get in a lunchbox. But they did not eat much school lunch this year. They used to love the pizza. I think this last year was just different because they were doing the free lunches.
They're doing free lunches this year too.
The quality is not the same
with the free schools. Yeah, because they're probably trying to be cheaper.
Yeah. Even the pictures of it when you bring it up on the menu, I'm like, but.
I wish they would.
Never once complained about it. Never.
You set the tone.
Yeah.
I asked. See, I messed up. I asked him how school lunch was. Oh. That must have been my problem. I should have never asked.
I mean, just, this is how hard I am.
You just stepped in.
We did get an email from Mrs. Ellis that he wasn't eating at school.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. And I finally said, look, honey, you need to eat. And so I would say then every day after he got home from school, what did you have for school? What did you eat at lunch? Uh-huh. And so he just got to the point where he was eating it.
Well, there you go.
And didn't we all live through that? I mean, worst case,
you drink some milk. And
yeah,
exactly. It was like, here's your lunch, and some days are better than others.
We begged to eat school lunch, and we had to eat our home lunch because we always had to pay for school lunch. And it was like, no, you're taking a lunch.
Speaking of budgets, I wish they would eat school lunch, especially right now.
Well, I have to tell you, like, definitely once you get into middle school, the issue we came into is my son likes to eat a lot of food, and so he would go to school and he would empty
what,
out.
Your son's only like, what, 6'4" and 200 pounds?
Cracker,
but we would put money in there. And what he was doing is he would go to school after I fixed him like a 4-course meal breakfast, because he is a big boy, and he would go to school and eat breakfast. And then he would get lunch, and then they have a la carte. And so he would seriously spend like $10 a day in a la carte.
Oh, wow.
So I am just like, we are in the hole, like $20, like one week
in.
So we had to do some major stuff there. We had to call a school and shut down the a la carte, the breakfast.
That's one thing about only taking your lunch, because then just don't put any money in there.
Well, that's what I said. Yeah. I go, we'll
only charge so much in the hole.
I'm like, we'll give you this much a day. It was like $5 a day, which is a lot. And I go, if you need more food, you can take all the food you want from home. But yeah, so that was.
Did he load up a cooler?
This year is going to be an interesting year because he will leave like at 7:30 and he won't get home until 6, and he has football for 3 hours. So I don't know how the boy's going to stay fed.
He's going to be really hungry when he gets home.
He's going to get in shape. It's like a full-time job.
He's going to get in shape.
So what does Cody eat at lunch?
Cody's hard because he...
Cody's a tad smaller.
Cody does not eat. And he will go the entire day without eating, and he doesn't care. So we have to work really hard at getting him to eat. I can't be that mom, if like you don't eat, then you don't get food, because he won't eat.
Yeah.
So I... He will. He
and
won't.
He's just for the record. He is 9. How old is he? 8? 9?
9. He just turned.
He's
9,
and he's small.
He's very little.
Yeah.
Like finding pants to stay up on him is hard. So yeah, we're always trying to get him to eat. He's had issues in the past because he doesn't like textures and things like that. So I pack his lunch because he's like, I know he won't eat the school lunch. He doesn't care. He just won't eat it. And so there's particular things that he likes. He likes a Subway sandwich, he calls it that, which I put pepperoni and cheese and then all kinds of vegetables on it, and he loves that.
Oh, that's awesome.
So, yeah, so that, and then I pack lots of fruit because he likes fruit in there, and something crunchy. And he'll do good, but some weeks he'll go without even eating that. So I want to go to school and say, eat, child, eat.
Does he drink his water or get no, milk he
won't,
or anything?
He won't drink. I was putting chocolate milk in there just so he would have something, but then he would drink his chocolate milk and he wouldn't eat anything. So, yeah.
And I think that happens sometimes with them anyway, because I don't know if they just get really chatty. Either, like, if I do pack the lunch, it'll be either, like, it's completely gone, or I'm like, you ate, like, two things out of there. I'm like, what happened?
Like,
or... Yeah, because they only have that certain amount of time. Then if they're talking too much, then, yeah, they just don't get time to eat.
But I kind of hate that, because I don't know if you noticed that. Then, now, they eat like wild animals. Fast. And I'm like, calm down, like, slow down. But it's kind of like they have to.
Survival.
Because they only have 15 minutes to get their lunch. Right. But I'm like, I hate that.
Do they get milk at school?
Yes. I think so. They probably get white.
It comes with their lunch. If they buy their lunch. I don't think so.
Probably not. You probably have to put the milk on your... Yeah. You have to have money in your account or whatever.
I thought he was drinking milk every day.
he's not getting milk if he's taking his own lunch.
Yeah. So mine
go through and buy him.
This is the bad thing about starting school halfway through. You don't know.
Don't. Yeah.
And you're not allowed to go in the place.
Yeah.
Or talk to anybody.
Well, usually at back to school night, well, prior to COVID, you could go and get a meal. So you kind of went through the cafeteria and you got to experience what it was like.
Oh, really?
To have a meal from the school.
Oh, wow.
You go through the line, get the little tray, go sit at the table. It's a meal that they would serve.
Neat. Oh, that's a good idea.
It's probably a thing of the past. Yeah.
Well, my kids go to my elementary, middle school age kids go to a private school, so they don't have they don't really have a cafeteria, so you have to bring your own lunch. So we like to get those subs at Walmart. They have them, and there's a certain one that they like. So they love that, and then I kind of do the Costco thing too and just get like Z-bars or sometimes chips, or every once in a while I'll buy Pringles because that's like a really big treat, you know? And then some kind of fruit. So they have to have like a cutie or grapes or, you know, something like that. And they don't usually bring anything to drink, just like a water bottle. But every once in a while, like, we'll get Zevias. I don't know if you've ever seen those. Mm-hmm. But they're like a pop that has stevia in it. Or we'll do ice drink, which is kind of a zero sugar type thing, you know, just occasionally, you know. And we do the Crustables sometimes. I'll get a box of those. And those are kind of cool. And then so every once in a while, they'll bring leftovers, you know, if there's something they really like, you know. Or they might bring pizza if we've got pizza left over. Or, like, very, very once in a while, I buy hot dogs. So if we have hot dogs, they'll take a hot dog. They have a microwave.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Colton has done that with hot dogs and hamburgers, like, that we grilled over the weekend, like early in the week, he will pack a burger or hot dog.
Yeah.
Will says he doesn't like hot dogs unless they're from Quick Trip.
You've created a monster.
Add that into your morning.
Just put a Quick Trip on.
I tried to tell him yesterday for his party, I tried to tell him the hot dog was, I said, I got him from Quick Trip, and then we just threw him on the grill.
Did he go for it?
I don't know. I think my sister got him to eat it. I don't even know.
Vanessa's getting frazzled at the birthday party, side note. And I was like, and this is why I don't do birthday parties. I'm getting all, like, irritated with the kids. I could just see her getting flustered, and I'm like, you should just not do birthday parties, but it's going great.
Well, they do have, at the private school, they do have Kozak's, which is our, you know, local restaurant. They actually cater a lunch like twice a week.
Oh.
So you can buy that.
That's awesome. So that's
kind of a treat. Except for, I don't know, like, I don't think it's like the quality of the food when you go in there and sit. I'm getting the impression as they're telling me about it. Like, they like it, but it's like nachos and cheese or hamburgers or chicken nuggets or things like that. Mm-hmm. So sometimes I'll buy that just because then we don't have to pack a lunch. But they actually mostly pack their own lunch because my kids are kind of older, so I don't really do it. I just kind of make sure they
That's my mine are capable of packing their lunch, but I have to eagle eye. Colton especially.
Yeah.
You know, Colton and his snacks and his treats and everything all loaded up. It'll be like a Gatorade and some Halloween candy, some chips, and
chocolate milk.
He loves chocolate milk.
Oh, my house he does.
Oh, yeah, he loves it at university.
Now, my daughters in high school, they're, like, fancy, you know? Like, they'll make themselves, like, wraps, you know, with all kinds of, like, I don't know, lettuce and tomatoes and chicken and all this stuff. And, like, I'll get them, like, those little mini, like, guacamoles or hummuses, and they'll take that with carrots and cucumbers and all that stuff.
But they're runners.
That's
how my daughter was too.
Yeah. And they take a lot of snacks because they run after school.
And they burn a lot.
Yeah, they have those long days.
Yeah.
You're eating almost every meal.
On the
go.
Okay, so are your kids excited to start school again?
No.
No?
This is the first time Bowen said something kind of like, but I know he's excited, so I'm interested to see, like, hopefully that goes away and we're not getting into the, like, I don't want to go to school thing.
Yeah. What grade is he in?
Third.
Okay.
Yeah. Will heard another kid say that he didn't want school to start and that he doesn't like school. So now Will has that. But I know he's excited because he keeps asking me how many days. So I know he's excited, but it's like he doesn't want to admit it because he heard somebody else say that, you know, they don't like it.
Oh, yeah. Tracy's like mouthing it's probably my kid.
Just so all you know that I'm listening to this.
I'm not mentioning names.
You don't have to. Obviously my child is not excited.
Starting school.
Carson got a postcard from his teacher last week, and so he was very excited about that.
Wow.
But he, I don't know that he's necessarily, we're not counting down days by any means, so.
Yeah.
And I can tell you he's not going to be happy this week when I tell him that he needs to go to bed at a decent time.
Staying up until midnight, so.
That's always a hard transition.
Yeah, I'm like, we need to get out of this habit and back into a good routine where, you know, waking up at 7 o'clock in the morning is not going to be so hard.
Right.
Yeah, mine are ready. Colton is excited because he has a lot of his friends in his class this year. He's in six. Oh, he's a big dog. He's ready.
And that's at our school, that's the top, right?
The top of the elementary. Yes. Yeah. Dawson could take relief. He was happy to get his school supplies and has his backpack sitting out. But he's not going to say he's excited.
He's not going to throw a party or anything. Yeah. Max said he was, like, excited because he just was ready to see his friends, I think.
Yeah.
Kind of be in a routine. And I actually asked him last week, I said, something about, because we had done some schoolwork in the summer, but it seems like around the 4th of July, we kind of start slacking off, you know? And I'm like, well, something about should we have fun this week or should we do some schoolwork? And of course, I thought he was just going to be like, have fun, yeah. And he was like, I don't know. So nice. I was like, he's starting to think about it. So I made him do some worksheets this morning.
Well, my kid did great with the nanny. I had them do these workbooks, and of course, they were just perfect angels for her, and they just did them, and they were just so excited. So I was like, well, if you guys get these workbooks finished this year, you know, the summer or whatever, we'll do something fun when you get done. And then it was my turn to step in and be like, let's work on the workbooks. And then, you know, like, everyone's crying. Like, I'm asking them to cut their third finger off.
Happened this morning with Mac. Yeah, even though he said he was like probably needed to do a little preparation. In fact, I had to lock myself in my room and then I locked myself in the bathroom so I could get away from him because he just kept crying about it. And I'm like, he just needs to not have an audience. So I just took my laptop and sat in the bathroom.
I just don't understand, like, why you can be like why they save their worst qualities for mom.
Because they're the most comfortable around you.
I know, yes. But it's infuriating.
Like, totally. Yeah.
When your teacher asks you to do something, do you fall out of your chair?
You know, like, go off to the ground and fall around.
Like, no, could you set my mom?
You should try homeschooling.
I already know. I'm a jump off a cliff.
Homeschool is not for everybody.
Yeah, yeah, no.
I have video of them throwing fits. You know, like, well, if you're going to throw a fit, let's at least get this on camera.
Right.
Show your first girlfriend with it.
Okay, so bus, walk, or ride?
All of the above.
Mm. Yeah, because we all actually live very close to school.
Yeah, yeah. So it just kind of depends on his mood and the weather and whatever. He says he wants to ride the bus, but I'm sure that he'll probably walk sometimes, and I'll probably pick him up some days. So,
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Mm-hmm. So I like getting to go and pick him up from school. So.
You do? Yeah.
When I'm home. Yeah.
I like that, too. Well, mine are at the private school, but it's actually really close to our public school.
Mm-hmm.
And I haven't made them walk in the mornings, but I do make them walk in the evening, afternoon sometimes.
Do you?
Yeah. But, you know, my husband's like, why do you make them, you know, don't make them walk in the mornings? Like, you should just let them walk, you know. And he's probably right. Like, they could totally walk. But I don't know. It's just like a mom thing, you know. Like, I just want to know that they got there, and I just want to, like, be with them for a minute, you know, in the morning.
Yeah.
Well, my third grader, I take him because if he walked, I don't think he'd make it to school. And I don't think he'd make it home either. So I gotta go pick him up and take him. But my other boy, he's gonna be a freshman. And so I do take him, but he does walk. But after a long day, I'll probably pick him up. So, but next year he'll be driving.
Wow.
Yeah. Maybe.
Mine I take to school and pick him up because I've heard the bus is a long ride.
It is.
And so he doesn't want to ride the bus.
Mm-hmm.
So, and he's too young to walk by himself. So.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. Ours, since my work schedule changed and I'm available to, I take them to school. And Colton in sixth grade. If he wants to walk a couple days, we might do that. But I'm, like you said, I like having the time in the car with him, especially after school.
Mm-hmm.
That's the time where even Dawson will be chatty.
Mm-hmm.
And
like, you're never going to get it unless you get it right then.
Yeah. Yeah. The morning is kind of bickery and rushy, but the afternoon is nice. Mm-hmm. It's like cool. Kind of mm-hmm. some quality time. So
yeah,
really do that more often than not.
Yeah.
The bus ride is long from here, like first off, last.
It is.
First
it's
on,
like
last 45 off.
Minutes, isn't it?
Is it really?
Oh, yeah, it is 45
That's
minutes.
Long.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
And there's not a seat, you know, sometimes. And
yeah.
With us living so close, it just doesn't necessarily always make sense.
Well, right. And especially when they're old enough. Like Carson walked to and from school this summer for summer school, and he loved it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, we actually mow the path. Right. I don't personally, but yeah, everybody
yeah,
in the neighborhood.
Sometimes.
Yeah,
yeah.
Down at Lisa's end mows
yeah.
the path.
Yeah,
to
I think
school.
Mike did it last time. I think Isaac has done it before. Jameson.
Oh, yeah. Isaac has.
Mm-hmm. I think so.
Who
knows?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a community effort.
I let Joe, he'll be a freshman this year. So last year, eighth grade, I let him ride his bike to school a couple times. But I took Mac, who's 10. So I was like driving and watching him. The first time he did it, because I was thinking, well, maybe they could ride their bikes. Or I could ride with them, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I just about had a heart attack. Because, like, there's just no sidewalk. And mm-hmm. there's, like, no... And then there's and it's right by the other school. So there's, like, so much traffic.
Yeah.
And I was just, like... And he was just in La La Land. Mm-hmm. And I was, like, okay. We're not doing that.
Yeah. I wouldn't send Colton out now on the roads. I'd only send him through the...
Yeah.
Through the grass.
Oh, yeah.
Sure.
If they had a sidewalk,
yeah.
For whatever reason, the sidewalk does not extend in front of the school.
Which makes zero sense.
then it would probably be fine. Mm-hmm. But yeah, they don't.
Maybe someday.
Maybe someday. Maybe their
sidewalk plans. I was going to say, with all the sidewalks going in, maybe.
Yeah, maybe. Okay, do you guys, will anything be different for your kiddo this year, or do you have any concerns for the year? No. Oh. We know Tracy does. Last year was not so great.
Yeah, last year did not go so well. So yeah, we're concerned about our boy, about both of my boys doing well in school. My freshman, if he doesn't want to, or if he doesn't get an assignment, or if he doesn't want to do it, he just doesn't do it. And so hopefully in high school that will change because it counts now.
Yeah.
Yeah. My other one just, yeah.
The other one, though, was less him and more.
Well, he.
The school, maybe.
He is a very strong-willed child, and he does what he wants to do. And so I think that's sometimes hard for teachers. And during recess, he gets himself into some predicaments that gets him into trouble. So, yeah, that
would be my concern. But he was really good in the classroom.
Yeah, that's what the teacher said. Because he's pretty smart, so he likes to learn. Mm-hmm. So he's pretty good in the classroom. So it's just recess and lunchtime he has a hard time with.
So hopefully this year it'll
it'll be a better year. So
that's cool. I think my concerns were more a couple years ago because that was the first year we went from homeschooling to school with the younger kids. The older kids, you know, did some high school, so that was mostly okay. That was pretty good. But yeah, the first year that they went to school a couple years ago to the private school, yeah, actually my son, who at the time was in seventh grade, ran home from school the first day. So, oh, no. So that was kind of a crazy beginning, but it all worked out, so that's awesome. And so he's adjusted really well by now, so hopefully this will be a good year. And then my younger kiddo, amazingly enough, complained like all the time the first year, even though he's so social. I was just thinking, like, why, you know, like you do with your friends like all the time. But I didn't get to sleep in. Mm-hmm. Or be with mom every day, so I guess that was why. But yeah, I think he's pretty well adjusted to it now, so hopefully it'll be good.
I think Colton's really excited, and I don't know if it's even a concern. I just hope, you know, sixth grade is getting to where it's more on them, you know, to keep track of their things.
Definitely,
and move from room to room. And, you know, I just, you know, I'm hopeful that he'll rise to the challenge and stay on point and continue to do well. He's super smart too, but definitely gets distracted socially.
Yeah.
You know, he'll kind of goof around until he absolutely has to do something. So. And usually he's pretty on point when he finally does, but it just takes the long way around. And Dawson, I don't really have many concerns. He's got lots of friends that he's looking forward to being with in his class too. And
that's cool.
Academically pretty on point. And yeah, I mean, he's kind of quiet, but...
And you guys all know your teachers now.
Yeah.
Yes.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
That has no. I don't actually know ours either.
I mean, I know the name, but that's
it. Oh, yeah, right. Yeah, okay. That's all. I don't know my lady personally.
I actually do.
You do? Well,
her daughter danced with Addie.
Oh, that's so cool.
Mm-hmm. Which one? I mean, which teacher?
Deal.
I'll get there this long and they deserve a little treat. She's okay. Great.
Okay, so memories from your childhood, possibly, or could be your child, depending. Best memories from back to school for you or your kiddo. Maybe traditions. We talked a little bit about that, but we didn't really talk about any traditions you might have had growing up. Favorite outfit you remember, funny story, anything like that.
I don't remember anything colossal happening on the first day, but
I lived in the country, and we rode the bus, and we were the first on, basically, and the last off.
So
and
are we.
I mean, I feel like
crack I've been, of dawn.
Yeah. I did write a book about the bus experience.
Another part. Exactly. Well, like, I think when it got fun, though, was when we started making the most of it. Because we were the first ones on, we were at the very, very back.
Oh, that's a troublemaker.
There were a lot of shenanigans. I blame my sister mostly.
Of course.
We had to make the most of it because, geez, we were on there half our life.
Yeah. So, oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm. Lots of bus. So that was always fun. And then I was giggling the other day because I was looking through pictures and how everything in the 90s is coming back. And it was a picture of me my freshman year in high school, and I was like, oh my. I had like some kind of cropped sweater showing my belly button. It was like, had a collar and these short shorts and these giant Doc Martens, and I just laughed about that. My mom was like very strict on a lot of things, but she just let me have my own creativity on my hair and the way I dress, and she never like questioned me that, although I feel like she should have. And I try now, like with my kid, to be like, don't get after them about their hair and their clothes, even though I'm just like, oh my, really, those choices, that hair, what are we doing? But I'm like, they just gotta, I appreciate that she let me just embrace it, because of course I thought I looked fantastic. It's like a good memory. So
that's awesome.
Yeah.
I don't think my mom cared at all, but I had an older sister, so I got to hear about it from her.
Yeah, right. Yeah, I'm pretty loosey-goosey with the clothing and the matching and the hair, and because my mom was not pro express yourself.
Yeah.
So I'm like, I'm just no. Whatever.
I know.
They've been able to physically dress themselves since they were about 2 and a half.
Yeah.
So I
let them do
cared it from way back. You got a top and a bottom on. You do it by yourself. I'm good. Let's
go. Exactly. Yeah, my kid goes to school sometimes with shirts inside out or backwards, and I'm just like, I don't even care.
Yeah.
He's went to school with two different shoes on. Whatever.
You got shoes on.
Shoes on.
I think I always got excited about the first day of school and picking out my outfit.
Yeah.
None of my kids have ever been that way.
Really?
Ever. No.
Wow.
That was always something that I was so excited. Like, I would have it planned out for, you know, a good couple weeks. This is what I'm going to wear my first day.
Right.
None of my kids.
Yeah, I used to be excited about that too.
I was going to say, I felt like we had to look good. Like, you know, I always had to pick out outfit and I looked nice and I did my hair and it like mattered. Mm-hmm. And now they look homeless.
No, my child on picture day, this was hilarious last year. He had to dress up. So he made me put this polo shirt on him because he had to look nice and have his hair done. This was in kindergarten, mind you. And I was like, this is so cute. This is not going to last any amount of time.
My son in first grade, he never dresses up. He just likes to wear shorts and a shirt. And so he wanted to wear this tie that we had. Aww. Well, the tie did not match the shirt that we had. And so I'm like, oh, well.
This is not a war worth fighting.
No, it isn't. So he had like this plaid shirt with like this red striped tie.
I love it for his pictures.
But he thought it looked cool.
I was going to say, he looked amazing. Yeah. Yeah.
He's going to look back at it whenever you pull it out for his senior year and say, Mom, why did you let me do that?
Well, because nowadays kids just want to wear like gym shorts and t-shirts.
Yeah.
They don't want to dress up.
Even my daughter didn't make a big deal on picture days.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, like usually girls.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Yeah, my daughter didn't either. We went for her graduation picture. Seriously, she took a shower and got out of the shower. Her hair was wet. We're driving. I'm like, are you going to comb your hair?
For senior pictures.
It was like the one with the cap and gown.
Oh,
yeah. But I'm just like.
Yeah.
She's like, nope.
No, I don't think my boys have cared as much. Well, my girls have definitely done like a first day of school outfit, Well, except for the boy, the exception of the boys is Joe, because he's already asked me to order bands for him for his outfit, whatever it is. I don't know what he's wearing, but he's got it in his mind. So.
Yeah. Oh, wow. That's awesome.
Yeah. So there you go. My kids.
I do remember, though, when I was younger, because I'm the older one here, and...
Oh yeah, so much older.
Right. We lived in a small town, and we traveled like 2 hours to go shopping, and so we would always do a back to school shopping trip, and so we would go and get our clothes, and so we would, because I had two sisters, and we would come back and we would get our outfits all ready and everything.
That's cool.
For the first day of school.
That's cool.
And you're always buying like fall clothes, and it's like 100 degrees.
Yes. I really want to wear those jeans. Yes.
I didn't even buy my child new clothes for school this year because he has like just enough shorts to get him by, and he doesn't need any yet.
Right. Yeah.
And he's almost to the next size.
Yeah.
And he needs new pants and stuff like that. So I will buy that, but I just haven't yet because it's still like 100 degrees outside.
Yeah.
And he told me he's not wearing pants this year. He's only wearing shorts. So I don't know that it's worth the fight.
He's taking after some other neighbor boys that we have.
Yeah. I think that is a common theme among a lot of our boys, actually.
Get him some tights. Some
that's what he told
tights.
Me he wants.
Yeah. I was going to say, like I wish I would have kept the article. It was an article about, like, why boys can wear shorts. Like, it had to do with, like, their body, hormones, something about
their
something.
Heat, their heart.
Yeah, or something in regards to that. And I was like...
I tried to tell him, I said, well, then it makes me look like a bad parent. And he's like, well, I don't care. They won't know that you dressed me. Well, yeah, they will.
You'll be in good company then, and I don't just mean me. If you take a look around.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A lot.
You drive by the bus stop, there's a foot of snow, they're in shorts with a t-shirt, you're like,
Not even a coat.
Well, that's the thing, too. Like, ours don't sit at the bus stop.
Yeah. The bus stop is a rocking shorts.
You know, and I'm like, put some pants in your backpack. Put your winter coat in your backpack. Have it with you.
Yeah.
So that if it's going to keep you from going to recess or if there's a fire and you're going to be outside for extended, right. I get that our car's fine and the school's fine and there's a short walk between. I get that.
Yep.
But there are circumstances where it might be necessary.
It's amazing how we have to fight with them just to put it in their backpack.
Right. That's okay.
Well, thank you guys so much for talking with us today. I hope all of you are listening have an awesome back to school this year, and that we've got some great tips or some great ideas or some great stories that you can relate to for your year. So have a great time, and we'll see you in the next episode. Thank you so much for listening. Make sure you follow and subscribe. And if you loved this episode and you think that there's someone out there who would really benefit from it, make sure you share it. I hope you guys have a wonderful week. We'll see you next week.